From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Monday, despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He also said a multi-nation task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and that the halt in fighting can continue. Iranian hardliners have been dealt an electoral setback, with moderates winning a majority in Iran's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts, and Parliament. Two leading conservatives were defeated in their bid for re-election to the important 88-member assembly. The body will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed the 76-year-old incumbent, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's leader since 1989. A new political survey shows businessman Donald Trump taking command in the race for the Republican presidential nomination, with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton grabbing a strong lead in the Democratic contest. CNNORC said 49% of Republicans support Trump, more than four remaining challengers combined. The closest opponent, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, is at 16%, followed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz at 15%. Somali authorities have arrested six people in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa that killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 60 others. Police and local government say the center of the town, located west of Mogadishu, was very busy when a car bomb exploded near the main market. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An American college student detained in North Korea has publicly confessed to attempting to steal a political banner from a Pyongyang hotel. Otto Warmbier appeared before a group of domestic and foreign journalists Monday in the North Korean capital, accompanied by North Korean guards.
I regret my actions more than anything. I apologize to both the Korean people and the government.
The 21-year-old University of Virginia student who was visiting North Korea with a tour group was arrested last month before boarding a plane out of the country. He has been charged with committing a hostile act against the state with the help of the United States. The High Commissioner for Human Rights warns that international human rights laws aimed at safeguarding the rights and dignity of human life are increasingly being violated by states for short-term gain. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Human Rights Chief Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein calls the piecemeal dismantling of the international system of human rights law deeply alarming. He says this body of law, which was set up to ward off global threats, is being grossly violated by many states, which pick and choose those parts that suit their political agendas.
Many leaders are pandering to a simplistic nationalism.
The High Commissioner says both international human rights and international humanitarian laws are being shockingly violated with complete impunity in multiple conflicts. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Hundreds of migrants and refugees tried to break through a border fence into Macedonia from Greece Monday as frustrations boiled over at restrictions imposed on people moving through the Balkans. Macedonian police fired tear gas as a group of some 300 Iraqis and Syrians forced their way through a Greek police cordon and raced toward a railway track between the two countries. The Indian government has pledged to spend nearly $13 billion on rural welfare projects to help millions of farmers who have struggled with monsoons and crop failures for 2 years in a row. Presenting the annual budget Monday, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley outlined plans to double the income of the country's 120 million farmers by 2022. Pakistan has executed a man who killed a governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Mumtaz Qadri, a member of the police elite force, was part of the team guarding Punjab governor Salman Taseer in January 2011 when Qadri shot Taseer nearly 30 times in broad daylight in Islamabad. Qadri was hanged at a prison in Rawalpindi. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.